Avizandum. In Scots law, this term describes the careful consideration given by the judge before an important decision. Join me each week as we explore various topics from a spiritual perspective and take matters avizandum.
When I was a little boy, it was sometimes difficult for me to obey my parents and to follow instructions. In the providence of God, I had parents who not only loved God, but who also loved me. I never doubted their love. And looking back, what they told me to do or not to do was very reasonable. Yet I sometimes resisted their instruction. For willful disobedience, discipline was executed. In these circumstances, my father would say to me, "John, when are you going to learn to do what you're told?" As a wee boy, doing what I was told was difficult for me. Now, as a big boy, obedience is still sometimes difficult. Yet obedience is central to living a life which pleases God. We respond to the gospel by the obedience of faith, as Paul mentions in Romans 1 verse 5. And now, as children of God, we are to obey our Heavenly Father. It seems that some people believe that while obedience to the commandments is mentioned in the Old Testament, now we as Christians are free from the law. Being under grace, they say, we don't need to obey the commandments. Throughout the Old Testament, there is a call to obey. Just after the giving of the Ten Commandments, the Israelites are told to hear the commandments and be careful to do them. That's Deuteronomy 6, verse 3. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his testimonies and his statutes, which he has commanded you. And you will do what is right and good in the sight of the Lord. Deuteronomy 6, verses 17 and 18. That chapter finishes by saying, and it will be righteousness for us, if we're careful to do this commandment before the Lord our God, as he has commanded us. Deuteronomy 6, verse 25. Although we are certainly not saved by obeying the commandments, which none of us could ever do, now that we are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, God expects humble obedience. Did this obedience end with the Mosaic covenant? Absolutely not. Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you are also to love one another." John 13, verse 34. In chapter 14, verse 21 of John, Jesus says to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me." Again in verse 23 of chapter 14, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and will come to him, and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words." I fear that we have seemed to have forgotten that there are clear commandments in the New Testament. Love one another just as Jesus has loved us. We are commanded to be baptized. We're commanded to observe the Lord's Supper. Do this in remembrance of me. We're commanded to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. We're commanded to be holy as God is holy. We're commanded to pray without ceasing. We're commanded not to neglect to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. These are just some examples of the commandments in the New Testament. Furthermore, all of the Ten Commandments are repeated in the New Testament, other than arguably the commandment to keep the Sabbath. Why do we then take such a casual view of these commandments? Is it because we think God has mellowed over the years? Do we think we're wiser than God and don't need to meet together, for example, with our fellow believers? Do we think it's optional to come to the Lord's table? Obeying the commandments shows a submissive and humble spirit before the Lord. When we obey God, we experience the joy of the Lord and the pleasure of God on us, even when obeying these commandments is costly in our lives. When are you going to learn to do what you're told? Do you hear your Heavenly Father say that to you? Be humble, trust God, obey God, and you will experience the pleasure of God in your life. Avizandum.
You're listening to the weekly Avizandum podcast from The Verdict, featuring Pastor John Monroe. John is senior pastor at Calvary Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. Listen to John's daily program, The Verdict, on broadcast radio or major podcast platforms. For more information about The Verdict Ministry, visit us online at calvarychurch.com/theverdict.